Watcher, and a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. João Gilberto died last week, the muso who really started the whole bossa nova craze. But if it's all right with you, we'll leave our tribute to him till next week, as I have some digging to do to find his records in my slightly odd filing system. As for this week, here's a fun song to kick us off. Please give you the name of the LP first. Easy Jazz on a fish beat bass. And it's the Grieg McRitchie Band, recorded in LA in the early summer of 59, released on both the Zephyr and Cadet labels. It's one of only two LPs that McRitchie made, ever. He was the non-playing captain there. In fact, he was always the non-playing captain. He was really an arranger-composer. He does conduct this band, though. You thought, in fact, you were sure you recognised that song as Mummy's Little Baby Loves You Know What. But McRitchie takes composing credit for renaming it Grieg's Bread. It's a 16-piecer, so I'll limit my name checks to Buddy Collette, alto, Marty Berman, baritone, Russ Freeman, piano, Larry Bunker, vibes, Tony Ritzy, guitar, Joe Mondragon, bass, and Shelly Mann, drums. But the brass section as a whole deserves praise for their swinging ensemble work. Why did McRitchie only record two albums? Because he went into film scores, and he's on hundreds of them, big name ones too, as orchestrator, composer, arranger, hundreds and hundreds of films, and often uncredited, as he was only doing part of the score. A gentle piano solo next. recorded in Gerona in northeastern Spain. Well, Catalonia, really. Jan 2017. All the songs, all 15, are composed by the pianist Roger Mas. His friend and the recording engineer here on this album, Miguel Roger Casamada, died shortly after this session, and the resultant album is dedicated to him. We heard Pont Cardinal, but I'm sure it's not pronounced that way. Drum solos, good ones that is, are terrific to watch live, but somewhat of less interest to simply hear on record. Yes, some notable exceptions to that rule indeed, and I'm hoping you're going to agree with me in a few minutes that this is one of those exceptions. Miles Davis's The Theme. Well, what do you think? Good, huh? Amazingly, 12 of the tracks on this recently released double CD on Turtle Records have never been released before. That's 12 out of 15 tracks. The unreleased ones included that brilliant drum solo, recorded December 63 at Pi Studios in London. Goodness, we've had to wait 56 years for this. Recorded 6 years before man first walked on the moon. Just seen Apollo 11, by the way. Amazing film. Back to the music. The leader and drummer, inevitably, is John Cox, better known at the time as Fat John. That was the Fat John Sextet, with Chris Pine trombone, Ozzie Ray Worley alto, Tony Roberts tenor, Peter Lemmer piano, Danny Thompson bass, and the Indian Andy Azaria percussion. And of course, John Ambrose Cox on drums. But sadly, that band drifted apart pretty quickly after the recording, and he was soon just a jobbing drummer, doing the occasional small gig. It is said that at his funeral a few years back, one side of the church was reserved for musos, the other side for hookers. Thank you, Turtle Records. Look out for this album. It's called Honesty. Time for a vocal.
But I feel so lonely. I don't know what to do. You don't know what a woman goes through. Just sitting, sighing and singing the blues. Without a man who cares the reason, maybe he's only teasing. But I can't do nothing but lose. Just sitting, sighing and singing the blues. Lord, have mercy on me. Listen to my plea. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me end this misery. Don't know what to say. Though you've shown me the way, the answer's as clear as day. While I'm sitting and sighing, singing, I'll pray. To say, though you've shown me the way, the answer's as clear as day. While sitting and sighing and singing, I'll
and that was Gloria Smith. I say Smith, it's spelt with a Y, not an I. Does that make it Smythe? I always thought that an E on the end of Smith was what turned it into Smythe. But of course, to remain consistent I could easily be wrong. Anyway, Gloria sang Sitting and Sighing, open bracket, prison, close bracket, in LA in September 59 with Teddy Edwards, tenor, Ronnie Ball, piano, Ben Tucker, bass, Al Levitt, drums. And it's on a World Pacific LP called Like Soul. And you're right, there was an Irish folk singer called Gloria Smith. But our Gloria could not be more different. I bought this next album partly as I was intrigued by its title, Jazz Side of the Moon, the music of Pink Floyd. Pretty sure that this is the very first album dedicated to the music of Pink Floyd. I know practically nothing about them, apart from a song of theirs many years ago that had London school children singing about another brick in the wall. And after listening to this 2008 recorded album, I'm not sure I'm much further forward. I enjoyed that song, though, even though I chose it as it was the shortest of them. Any colour you like. Musers were Sam Yarl, Hammond B3, Mike Marino, electric guitar, Seamus Blake, tenor, and Ari Honig, drums. It's a leaderless quartet. Here's the title song from a December 89 recorded Freddie Hubbard album. This is an album of standards, all previously recorded by Freddie Hubbard, and here in December 89 in New York, re-recorded by him for this album, Topsy, which of course is also the name of that song. It was written by Basieite trombonist Eddie Durham back in 37, and it became a hit. It's taken at a fastish pace and contrasts Freddie's hard boppish trumpet playing with the band's swing groove. Benny Green, a young 26-year-old back then on piano, although he still looks 26 today. Rufus Reed, bass, and Carl Allen, drums. Before our Ellington number, let's hear from Donald Vega.
Thank you.
This Resonance Records album has the title With Respect to Monty. That's our old chum Monty Alexander. And it's a heartfelt tribute from pianist Donald Vega, who was so inspired by Monty when he, Donald, was at uni. Recorded in April 2014 at the Rising Stars Studio, Beverly Hills, California, with Anthony Wilson guitar, Hashan Shakur bass. Incidentally, he's the son of pianist Jerry Wiggins, Lewis Nash drums. We heard a Monty original, Sweet Lady, arranged by Donald Vega. Here's Ellington, as promised. Seldom heard Ellington compo, very seldom heard, Sempre Amore, written in 1960 and originally called Fronting. It eventually became part of the Duke's much-acclaimed suite, Afro Bossa, Bossa, as Duke tended to call it. Well, he named it, so I guess that's right. Several members of the band were reassigned to percussive roles. Cat Anderson, Roy Burrows, who was a relatively short-stay trumpeter, Billy Strayhorn, Stray's got the second cowbell, by the way, and Cootie Williams. And, of course, Sam Woodyard, who played the snare drum with maracas. Ray Nance, on his bluesy plucked violin, is the main soloist. Lawrence Brown had his brief solo spot, as does Ellington. Recorded Jan 63. Here's another vocal.
You had plenty money in 1942. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
You're sitting around wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Why don't you do right like some other men do? Goodness, how many times have we heard that? This time, the lady posing the question is Helene Stewart. Helene is spelt H-E-L-Y-N-E, but we'll avoid a detailed discussion on pronunciation, as it is Helene, recorded in L.A., August 61. Miss Stewart is backed by the Teddy Edwards Quartet, Teddy on tenor for the second time this week, and he also did all the arranging. He also, by the way, discovered Helene. She sat in with his band one night when he was at a club in L.A., and he helped her set up this recording session with Contemporary Records. Back at last to the band, the magnificent Phineas Newborn Jr. on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Milt Turner drums. This was Helene's first recording session as a leader. Sadly, it was also her last. You might also remember that Why Don't You Do Right was sung by Jessica Rabbit in the cartoon film. Hey, we're flying down to Rio next.
Thank you.
Flying Down to Rio was, as you film buffs will know, the 1933 film that first paired the incomparable Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Here it is on the very latest Ehud Ashiri album, recorded March 2018. Ashiri piano, Peter Washington bass and Rodney Green drums. I've always admired Ashiri, got all of his albums, and I reckon this one, his latest, called Wild Man Blues, is his best to date. It's Ken McIntyre now. Ken McIntyre, September 62, and from his third album as a leader. This was called Year of the Iron Sheep, the year in which McIntyre was born, according, as you already know, to the Tibetan calendar. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, who also recorded the fourth album in 63, and then McIntyre vanishes from recording and even playing to focus on teaching. Comes back in the mid-70s, vanishes after a couple of years again back to teaching until the early 90s. So sadly, his recorded output isn't of massive volume. But that version of Laura reminded us of how well he could play most reeded instruments, although here on alto, and it's unusual for it not to be one of his own compos. Jackie Byard, piano, the legend Ron Carter, bass and Lewis Hayes, drums. It's time for Bach. No, it's not jazz, but... Thank you. that's not jazz, but it is from a quite stunning double CD from ECM called Johann Sebastian Bach, Six Sonatas for Violin and Piano, featuring Michelle McCarskey, violin, Keith Jarrett, piano, recorded November 2010 at the American Academy of Arts and Letters, New York. We heard Adante from Bach's Sonata No. 1 in B minor. Fabulous, if not quite the real thing. Unless, of course, we rename the programme The Real Enjoyment of All Sorts of Music. Here's a nine-piece band, a nonet, I should have said. Was recorded in December 93 for Crisscross Records in New York. It's the Gary Smulyan Nonet, and the album is Saxophone Mosaic. Smulyan baritone, Dick Oates alto, Billy Drewer also alto, Ralph LaLama and Richie Perry tenors, Scott Robinson taking the non-solo baritone work, Mike Ledon piano, Dennis Irvin bass and Kenny Washington drums. That song Springsville was arranged by Gil Evans for Miles Davis's LP Miles Ahead. Here Bob Belden rearranged it to only accommodate the saxophone section. Here's the shortest number we've ever had on the show, poem number 8. Tuomo Usitalo piano, Brooklyn, September 2018. And that's it for this week, I'm afraid. Huge thanks for joining me. Really hope you've enjoyed the show and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn, and it'll be our João Gilberto tribute. So, until then, please, take care, be well.